Hey guys, this is Pat with Kidman Consulting. First of all, I want to say thank you for listening to our initial podcast. Some ideas on kind of what we want to do. We want to bring general business knowledge and business terms to the people. So, I talk to a lot of, really intelligent people who just sometimes don't have the best understanding of business because it's just something they're not familiar with. And so I want to kind of help bridge that gap. I've always kind of been passionate about business, and it's just a super creative thing to me for whatever reason. And I kind of want to share that passion. So if you guys hear something that you like, or if you have any ideas on something we could feature, go ahead and hit me up. And if you see something or hear something that your family or one of your friends could use, go ahead and share it, right? Help us out. So, all right, let's go ahead and get into it. First off, we're going to start with the business plan. So, the business plan, this is going to be a document. Anytime, you're looking for financing or later on when you're running the business, you want to be able to look back to this, what was my reasoning for doing X, Y, or Z? Or should we adjust these hours? What was my training protocol that I set up? What are we doing? What I said we should be doing, we would be doing. So, key parts of this are going to be a marketing plan, management plan, financial plan / prospectus, and the executive summary. You're going to write the executive summary last, but you're going to put it first. So, the executive summary, once you've fully flushed out your business and it's really formed and you have a great idea of what it is you want to do, everything you're going to offer, how you're going to get there, you want to put that in the executive summary. And we're going to go over all of these things in subsequent podcasts. So the marketing plan, you're going to develop, your product, how you're going to sell it, all of that stuff. So the business plan is really going to come in handy if your business is going well enough and you need some financing, bridge financing, or to kind of take that next level. You can present it to a banker or a financier or maybe a potential business partner, right? So the most important thing with the business plan, though, is fully vetting the business, making sure that it's self-sufficient, that it will make money. And then, sometimes it doesn't upon first blush. But you can rework it, right? And as you change this piece here, you reflect it on the financial statement and things start to fall in line. So that's what I mean when I say that business planning and business in general can be a very creative endeavor, is it's all like a big puzzle and you get to build your own pieces. So that's probably the biggest idea, or the biggest reason why you should plan the business and come up with an official business plan, is it's really going to force you to make a lot of those decisions and put your business in black and white, because one day it will be. One day, as you start the business, you're going to need to make those decisions. So make them ahead of time while you have the time, while you're not in the business, working it, trying to develop it. The more time you plan and develop that business, the easier it's going to be to run. So, all right, that's our first one. We're going to kind of get into each of those pieces in some later podcasts. So, if you liked it, let me know. If you didn't, also let me know. And if you have somebody you think could benefit from this, go ahead and share it. All right, guys, this is Pat with Caveman Consulting, signing off.